already on the phone right now is author Camille Perry. She's got this great new book coming out called When Katie Met Cassidy. It's on sale Tuesday. Let me get my dates right. June 19th from Putnam. It's her second novel. She also wrote The Assistant. She's worked as a book editor for Cosmo and Esquire, been a ghostwriter of young adult novels in a reference library, and holds a Bachelor of Arts degree with New York University and a Master of Library Science degree from Queens College. Camille, you're a very smart woman.
It would appear that way, wouldn't it? But I have no common sense, so I think that makes up for it.
And you have this great new book coming out again on Tuesday, June 19th, When Katie Met Cassidy, which we'll talk about in just a second. I want to read some early reviews that have already been put out by the book from Kierkes. Perry's second novel is similar to her first in being a combination of fun and fulfilling, but the content this time is softer and runs deeper with honest conversations about female identity and sexuality included throughout. From Otto Stretto, When Katie Met Cassidy, it's the queer romance we deserve. Instead of warning about what could happen if you are gay, there's a celebration of what awaits if you are. From Hello Giggles, yes, When Katie Met Cassidy is a rom-com, but it's also an important comment on the taboos of women owning their sexuality. And I'll agree with that one, especially. It is definitely plays like a rom-com. Camille, would you agree with that a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah, I certainly set out to write a sort of traditional rom-com with a special spin, you know, a little special twist to it.
Yeah, it's about, in this story, it's about two women. There's no men involved at all in this story, which is kind of refreshing for me because all I do is I read mostly like horror books, police detectives, murder mysteries, romance novels that involve, you know, a man and a woman, lost love, 10 years later they find each other. But this was a refreshing change of pace for me, and I really enjoyed the book, and it's a very easy read. The chapters aren't long. There's not a lot of useless words. It's a very easy read. It's not a long book. It's only, 265 pages, give or take, a couple of pages?
Yeah, it's swift. It's swift. I like to read short books. I don't like wasted words. And I think especially for a summer book, obviously this book comes out in June, and I always knew it would be a summer book. I feel like everyone likes to read a nice, quick, fun, entertaining story poolside or at the beach in the summertime. So I really kind of wanted to write a feel-good book.
And I want to say thank you for that. Whenever I talk to an author that's written a book that's easy to read like this, I thank them. When I talk to an author that writes books like, you know, the Jack Ryan, Tom Clancy books, although I understand why they're 700 pages long and there's a lot of stuff in there, I still complain every single time I read one of those books.
Well, you know, I think those books are great for the fall and the winter when you're kind of huddled up in your house with like a, you know, glass of a hot toddy or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely wanted to write a book that was positive too, because especially in the case of a lot of books that feature LGBTQ characters, a lot of times they're tragic. There's a murder or some, you know, terrible identity-based misfortune, and I really, really wanted to set out to write a book where like no really bad things happened to the people because they were gay or just at all, you know, just write a fun story that doesn't have tragedy in it.
And the story is about Katie Daniels. She's 28 years old. She's a lawyer. She's in New York City. She grew up in Kentucky. She just got dumped or broke up, however you want to say it, with her fiance of many years because he was cheating on her with her best friend. That's not a good idea at all. That's not smart. And luckily, she still has her own apartment, which is obviously a good thing to do when you're in a relationship until you at least get the you say I do and maybe even after. But luckily, she still had her apartment, so she was able to go back, and she's not sure what to do with herself. But it's a long weekend. She's drinking, and she has a big meeting to go to for a merger that it's going to be like a couple of days of going through every fine print and figuring out if this deal's going to go through. And then she's walking into the boardroom and she sees this woman who she thinks is a man at first, who works for the opposition, and it's Cassidy. And they're they're seated across from each other. And Cassidy's a tough nut in that boardroom. She's not putting up with any crap. She's like disputing every little thing in this contract until she gets it the way she wants it. But she looks at Katie and she thinks, there's something about this girl that I like. And once they get through the meetings, they just figure they'll never see each other again until Cassidy runs into Katie on the street, talks to her, invites her out. But Katie's like, nah, thank you, but I don't think so. And then Katie thinks about it and she goes out and meets Cassidy. And wow, what happens from there? I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give away spoilers. But Katie discovers something about herself that she's not sure if it's true or not and what's happening to her. Cassidy discovers stuff about herself and it just blooms in from there. Is that a good description?
That's a perfect description. Yeah, absolutely. I think the two characters at first don't really, Katie certainly doesn't like Cassidy at first.
Yeah.
Cassidy is intrigued by Katie, but she isn't, you know, she's attracted to her, but it seems like there's something more, about Katie that's intriguing to her. And so it's sort of at heart, like any romantic story, it's not just about will these two characters come together, will they make it. It's also what do these characters have to gain or lose by coming together. So I really wanted to kind of get at that with the book, you know, the way people bring out different things in us and end up changing the course of our lives.
Yeah, and Cassidy, there's a lesbian bar that they always go to that it's like their hangout, Cassidy and all her friends. And Cassidy likes to have fun. I'm just going to say that. She's not shy about what she wants, when she wants it, how she wants it, and if she wants it.
That's right.
But Katie, man, she's making Cassidy change, and Cassidy's friends are all like, what is going on with you? You realize, you know, that she's not going to be the one, but Cassidy's not deterred, and Katie's not deterred, and yeah, we'll leave it there. You just have to read the book, but it's a rom-com. It's a love story. It's a story of self-discovery of two people that have been hurt and afraid to show what they're really feeling.
Exactly right. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Do you have, you live in New York City, right?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn.
Do you have bars there that are like the bar, corner bars that you go to and just hang out? I'm not saying you're like Cassidy at all, but just with your group of friends.
Well, in my youth, I certainly did. I really did my 20s, you know, and Metropolis, which is the bar in the book, is based on a number of queer spaces and queer bars that I went to, you know, as I was coming up as a younger person. These days I don't really get to bars too much. I'm too old and lazy, and I'm married. but yeah, certainly I love a good bar, and what's unique about gay bars, which I think a lot of the straight audience might not realize, is they're filled with people who, especially in New York, come from all different places, and a lot of these people have been rejected or in some way from their families or, you know, been abandoned. And it serves as a place of community, and queer community comes together and they serve as each other's families. And this is certainly true for Cassidy with Metropolis in the book. And Katie recognizes that. Katie's someone who has really strong family. She's from Kentucky. She's been raised with religion. She's a good girl. She's a rule follower. She has a strong connection with her family, and Cassidy absolutely doesn't. But what Katie recognizes in the bar is how these friends serve as one another's families, and that's certainly been true to my experience.
And it's also another thing about these bars is, you know, years ago I worked in radio, and we used to go to gay bars all the time. You know, it would be the male bars. It really wouldn't be a lot of women. Usually it's either, you know, male gay bars or female gay bars, but you don't really mix them a lot. I mean, sometimes they do, but the bars we went to were mostly just, you know, the guys. And the things like you describe in the book, you definitely would see it in these bars with the guys. So I can only imagine, you know, the shenanigans, the stuff that goes on in these bars. But another thing to point out is a lot of these bars, especially if they're out of town, like if I go to New York City, for instance, and hypothetically, if I wanted to go to a gay bar, no one knows me there. And if I wanted to experiment or if I had the thoughts of doing stuff, that's the place. I think a lot of people that say that they're straight, I think everybody, at least at one point in their life, has thought about, you know, what it would be like. Not that they're acting on it or that they're hiding something, but it. I think there's not as much honesty, although as we go along in 2018, I think it's becoming more prevalent, thank God, even though there's still places in this country and people in power that want to deny rights to people.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think we've come a long way, even just, you know, since just even in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
But I also think, you know, in the case of Katie, she's 28, Cassidy's 30. These aren't kids. They're adult women. Katie was engaged to be married. So I think it's definitely true that some people, maybe they've never considered, getting romantically involved or with someone of the same sex or, you know, attracted to them. And all of a sudden someone enters their life and they think, oh, what's this feeling I'm having? You know? And I think the more we all kind of open our minds to the possibility of that, I certainly think it's more of a spectrum than a binary in terms of sexuality and gender. And, you know, I don't hit that too hard in this book because I definitely wanted it to, I didn't want to alienate anybody. You know, I wanted straight readers to be able to enjoy this book just as much as any queer reader, you know. But that's definitely there. Like, you know, I think there's a lot of, I used to work at Cosmo, and so obviously there's a lot of sex talk in those rooms. And I just think, you know, I don't know if there's a young woman out there who's never maybe had a, you know, little crush on their best friend, or, you know, especially in adolescence when you you have these best friends and these friendships are just so intense. You know, it's a fine line as to where that can kind of cross over into something more romantic. Obviously not for everyone, but, you know, for some of us it does.
Yeah, love is love. That's all that matters.
Love is love.
Yeah. And you're going out on the road for the book June 14th. You're going to be in Hudson, New York at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale, Brooklyn on June 19th, North Kingston, Rhode Island on the 20th, Washington, D.C. on the 21st, Austin in October for the Texas Book Festival. And people can follow you at Camille Perry on Twitter, which I'm sure you'll update and tell people where you're going to be. Do you have a website? I didn't notice one, but I could have missed it.
I don't have a
okay.
website, but I'm pretty active on Twitter and on Instagram, and I'm also on Facebook, and I'm always updating my career related stuff there. So most of my book stuff is all on there.
Well, cool. The book again comes out on June 19th when Katie met Cassidy. Are you working on another book yet, or are you just concentrating on the release of this one and getting out and promoting it?
Yeah, I'm really focused on this one right now and getting out and promoting it. I don't know yet what I'll be working on next, but I sort of do feel like I might have more to say about these characters in this book. So I don't know yet what form that'll take, but I'm keeping an open mind.
Oh, I love that. I love reading about when I finish a book and I think, well, this was a great book, but it's probably not going to get a sequel. Now that you said that, that makes me very happy. That not that it's a sequel about these two, but it could be about some of the other characters. And then we get an update on, you know, on Katie and Cassidy, at least.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you think that's a good idea.
I love that. Yeah. There's so many interesting characters in this book. So it would be nice to get some other stories and see what they're up to. And like I said, and on the fringe, we get, you know, Katie and Cassidy. They don't have to be the focal point, but it'd be nice to get an update on where they're at in the next, you know, in the next book, if you do indeed do one with these characters, some of the other characters.
Yeah, and thanks so much for reading it. I love that you're a man who read this book. I really, I'm glad that you found something in there that you enjoyed and that spoke to you. That means a lot to me.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's just a love story, most of all. It's not about anything else in the book. It's not about the fact that it's about two women. It's not that I'm being, it's just a good, solid story about two people that found each other. That's the main genesis of the book. Anybody looking for anything else? Go somewhere else.
Yeah. That was my intention. That's great to hear.
And I'll be honest with you, when I got the book, I asked for a copy of it. A lot of times, I didn't even really read the whole synopsis of it, so I didn't even realize it was, you know, when Katie met Cassidy, I was assuming Katie met a guy named Cassidy. So when I got the book, because I never know what books I'm going to get. I request a lot of books, and I briefly look at the, you know, the synopsis. So when it came and I started reading, you know, I looked at the synopsis like, oh, this isn't about a guy and a girl. It's So it's, and like I said,
surprise.
Yeah, like I said, it's really good. So thank you for that. Good luck with the book on June 19th. And hopefully we'll talk to you again when the next one comes out. And we'll see what's going on with either Fringe characters or new characters.
I'd love to. Thanks so much, Mark. You take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.